The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Once upon a time, America had a fleet of 2,700 wooden whaling ships, bringing back the whale oil that lit the nation's lamps. There is now exactly one seaworthy whaling ship left, and skipper Kip Files got to sail her.
It's the most historic sailing event of my lifetime. No one alive had ever sailed it before.
More after this from Charlie. Last year, the Mystic Seaport in Connecticut, where the whaling ship Charles W. Morgan has been on exhibit for years, finished a five-year, $7 million project to restore her to sailing condition and took her on a tour of the East Coast.
First way! There she goes!
This week, she came back for good, the last seaworthy wooden whaling ship in the world. CBS's Jeff Glore took a tour with the ship's historian, Matthew Stackpole, deep into the bowels.
The blubber room.
The blubber room. This is where they did all the nasty work down below. The Morgan sailed for 80 years and made 37 voyages. It's a chapter in American history that's not well remembered, but was a critically important one when it was happening.
It took a crew of 25 men and women to manage the 19 sails and the 4 miles of rope required to set them.
Natural fiber lines, all the sails are cotton, hand-stitched. If someone were still alive, you could bring them by and they could open up. They could look and go, this is right, this is right. This is a whaling ship. This is what I knew.
But the Charles W. Morgan processed her last whale long ago. Her new mission?
Whaling was the first industry that America dominated internationally.
The wooden ship era, they had no idea that whale populations were finite.
This was just a miserable industry to work in. I mean, it had to be like living in hell.
If we don't understand this vessel, we don't understand ourselves.
Her new mission is to explain why, as beautiful as she is, it's better that the Charles W. Morgan has been retired to a museum. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.